capitalist crash, socialists in the capital will know that it's not always good for the blood pressure to read the London Evening Standard. But the business pages are often of interest. The Standard on the 8th of January, for example, reveals that although debt is often cited as the cause of the crash in 2008, debt today, as a percentage of world GDP, is almost 20% higher. The cause of much of this is the quantitative easing, QE, printing of credit, pursued by most countries in the last 10 years. It quotes a banker who describes QE as like an aeroplane which may be theoretically sound, but no one actually knows how it will fly. It has got into the air, but now it has to be landed. No one knows where the airport is, nor how long it is, before we get there. And the pilot has never flown before. The last part of this could be a description of the capitalist system, in its current crisis of overproduction. In this metaphor, as in reality, another crash is inevitable. Bill Green, Blackpool.